Attention. Do not operate this podcast while juggling explosives. Normal services will resume once fault is diagnosed.
A 7, 8, a 1, 2, 3.
Your last quest. Will it take you to eternal rest? When the longboats take you far across the Nile, you're greeted with a smile from all the ones you loved and all the ones you hurt. They'll take a pile of flaming crap and drop it in your lap and say, I do believe this is the sum of all that you achieve.
Dangs.
Oh, it's abbreviation central here today, Barry.
Like when you have your cat abbreviated.
Don't know about that, Barry, but there's been a lot of abbreviating going on in the world since we last hit the microphone.
Well, planet Earth has been a busy place.
It certainly has. So much has been happening. First up, on a sad note, Dickie Knee died.
Good friend of the show.
Yes, yes, most of our listeners will remember Hey Hey It's Saturday, and the voice from the gods on that show was one John Blackman, who loaned his voice to the character Dickie Knee.
My dad bought a waterbed from Mafia Furnishings. There's a body floating face down in it.
Yes, Blackman had a stellar career as a silly wig with a child's voice.
My mum and dad met at the circus.
Did they
almost didn't get married because he was running the Ferris wheel and Mum was running the merry-go-round. Unfortunately, they moved in different circles.
The tributes have been pouring in from Daryl and Ozzy Ostrich, Ophelia Knee, Plucker Duck.
Imagine the funeral. Yeah. In the front row, a 6-foot duck, a baseball cap on a stick, and a man with his arm up an ostrich.
Yes, Baz, you can only dream of a send-off like that.
I dream about it most nights.
And speaking of death in strange places, Apollo 8 astronaut William Anders also died.
15 seconds. Guidance is internal.
Wow, 12, a lot of death 11, going on. 10,
yes, there is, quite a bit. 9, now, for the viewers, William Anders was the astronaut who took that famous photo.
Oh, that one.
Of the planet Earth rising up over the moon's horizon.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past.
A few people around here think the Earth rises out of their lunar horizon.
Well, here's the weird thing. William Anders flew to the moon and back, decades in the United States Air Force, dies, age 90, in a plane crash.
Well, at least he died doing something he loved.
What? Going 300 miles an hour into the side of a mountain?
Yeah, something like that. Did he get a photo?
I hardly think if you're trying to wrestle control of a plummeting aircraft, you're going to take time for a selfie.
Why not? They do it in the Far Side comic.
So, yeah, a touch of irony there. Apollo astronaut and pioneer lunar photographer William Anders dies in a plane crash.
Just one more piece in the conspiracy puzzle.
The conspiracy puzzle?
Yeah. Did they really go to the moon, or was it all faked? They bumped him off.
Bumped him off?
Because he was going to spill the beans.
He was 90 years old, Barry. If he was going to spill the beans, he would have done it a long time before this.
Well, maybe that's how he crashed his plane.
How?
Spilling the beans.
What?
He was taking his lunch out of the microwave and hit sudden turbulence, spilling the bowl of boiling hot baked beans into his lap, burning the skin off the top of his penis, melting the plastic zipper in his trousers to the base of his scrotum, and as he's reaching into the glove box for the pawpaw cream...
As you do.
He's bumped the joystick in pain...
Or rage.
Or both. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know...
He's taking a selfie out of the cockpit window with a speedily encroaching mountainside as a backdrop.
Now that's a conspiracy theory.
About as plausible as faking the moon landing.
Well, Evan Houston, you're good at 1 minute. Downrange, 1 mile, altitude 3.
So, have you got any good news, Jerry?
ABBA got a Swedish knighthood.
It sounds like a dessert.
Well, the Swedish royal family have awarded the four members of the pop group ABBA with the country's highest civil honour for their contribution to world culture.
For their master's thesis on Tahitian anthropology?
Probably for their songs, Barry.
Oh, I thought it was for their holograms.
And speaking of ancient rock stars that need to be replaced by holograms... 100-year-old World War II veteran Harold Terrans has married his 96-year-old fiancée, Jean Swirlin, in Normandy on D-Day.
there was something in the air that night.
Proving that love is eternal.
Even if Nookie isn't.
Yes, well, after the wedding ceremony, the couple attended a special state dinner with President Joe Biden and French leader Emmanuel Macron.
Oh, yes, well, that'd kill the romance.
But at least they had a bloke there their own age to talk to.
You mean Joe Biden?
No, I'm talking about Macron's wife. And speaking of women in high places, Mexico!
Oh, yes, good friends of the podcast.
Mexico has elected their first female president, Claudia Sheinbaum.
In a landslide.
In a landslide, yes.
So that's her first order of business.
What is?
Getting aid to the landslide.
Oh, I don't think so.
Did Claudia set off the landslide so opposition men couldn't get to the vote?
No, it just means she got two-thirds of the vote.
Because the men couldn't get to the polls?
No.
They were too busy digging people out of the landslide.
They weren't attending a landslide.
Volcano?
No.
Snowstorm?
Not in Mexico.
Vampire plague?
Aha! Uh-huh.
I knew it.
But not in Mexico, Barry.
Oh, bugger. Suppose I'll be tearing up my betting ticket then.
Well, not so fast, Baz. If your ticket's in Spanish, you might still be able to collect. Pop star and actress Taylor Momsen was brutally attacked on stage while performing in Seville, Spain, by a bat.
What? Someone with a cricket bat or a baseball bat, like the Mafia or something?
No, a flying bat, like a rat with wings. It flew up a dress and bit her on the leg while she was singing her famous song, Witches Burn.
Witches burn, but bitches bite.
Maybe, maybe. I mean, who told the bat where the munchies were?
Oh, just as well it was Taylor Momsen and not Ozzy Osbourne. Ooh. He would have bitten its head off.
Or Alice Cooper, yes.
Did Ozzy bite Alice's head off?
It says here that Taylor Momsen had to undergo 2 weeks of rabies shots.
So did Alice Cooper.
Yes.
Rabies shots, though. Don't bats give you coronavirus?
Bats give you coronavirus? We'll be back to the fake moon landing conspiracy next.
Yes, we will.
Grumpy's ginger beer, radical in a bottle, in an artistic kind of way. Like, I've been trying my hand at recycled sculpture. I collect all the empty Grumpy's ginger beer bottles I can find and superglue them on my back lawn into a replica of the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Life size. It actually won me an award, World's Most Inconsiderate Neighbour, in swimwear or evening dress. Grumpy's Ginger Beer, the multi-award winner. Get yours at grumpysgingerbeer.com.au. Everybody chill.
You know, Barry, I only just found out the other day. You know how Jats Bickies have that serrated edge?
Yeah.
Do you know what that's for?
I thought it was just to make the biscuits look pretty.
Well, apparently the serrated edge is so you can use your Jats crackers to cut the cheese.
I would have thought that was anatomically impossible.
Yes, the mind boggles.
Oh, it follows on naturally from a bat flying up someone's miniskirt.
And 3, 2, 1, welcome back, hangers and danglers.
That's just what the bat said.
Now, Barry, sport, sport and more sport. Sport?
Oh, it's been a topsy-turvy wide world of sport the last couple of weeks, Jerry.
Yep. The old Morning Motion back page has been covering the big ones. Over at Parramatta Eels Rugby League Club, they sacked coach Brad Arthur with a win rate of around 52%.
Oh, that's not good enough.
No, no, and replaced him with Trent Barrett, who has a win rate of 39%.
Ah, now that's better.
Worst win-loss ratio of any coach in the NRL.
Yes, yes, that's the spirit that's seen Parramatta fail to win a premiership since 1986.
No surprise. Surprises there, but surprises in the cricket.
Really?
Yep. The powerhouse Australian team is soundly beaten by cricketing minnows Afghanistan.
Oh, wow. What the shit balls?
Yes, it's true. The Australian cricket team is vying with the Australian rugby team for the biggest whoopsie-daisy on the international sporting stage. A 21-run defeat at the hands of the war-torn Afghanistan. A loss that displayed more clumsy ineptitude than Mr. Shenanigans hand-juggling five prize-breeding balls and a male gerbil.
The 12-ball juggle.
There were drop catches, missed stumpings, inept batting, inept fielding.
But the cameramen were able to find plenty of pretty girls in the crowd.
And that's what really counts, Baz.
Yes, yes. With the Aussies bumbling and fumbling and buggerising around, it does look suspicious.
Oh, Barry, you're not suggesting.
I blamed spot fixing, Jerry.
Oh, I thought you were going to say ball tampering.
I try to keep things PG rated, Jerry.
Well, that's a first.
But spot fixing, Jerry, that's the only thing that could explain the Aussie team making such rookie errors.
Or they were all on the tote the night before.
Someone put fentanyl in their liniment.
That's a real possibility, Baz. Someone should look into it.
Definitely.
There's got to be an investigation into this. This has got to be. Someone's got to be accountable for this.
Ah, but Barry, there's just so much to investigate. I mean, Australia lost the game, but the Australian captain, Pat Cummins, took a hat-trick.
Three batters out in three balls, yes. That's spot-fixing of the highest order.
And it was his second hat-trick of the tournament.
How suspicious is that?
That's ridiculous. There's got to be an investigation into this. This has got to be... Someone's got to be accountable.
And speaking of suspicious, how suspicious is this?
I couldn't agree more.
The American Olympic swimming trials.
Oh, how suspicious is that?
Adam Chaney and Johnny Kulo in a 50-metre freestyle event, they dead-heated to the 100th of a second.
It's exactly the same time, hangers.
Yes, 21.89 seconds, so they've got to have a bloody swim-off.
Bloody swim-off.
And in the swim-off, they bloody dead heat again.
Bloody dead heat.
Right down to the 100th of a second, 21.79. They both swim exactly 1/10 of a second faster.
Bloody, bloody.
So they have to have a bloody swim-off again.
A bloody swim-off, a bloody again.
And this time, they managed to work it out. Chaney managed to beat Kulo by 18/100 of a second.
Well, that's good. Mm. I was beginning to wonder if they were joined at the hip.
But of course, it was all just a plot to wear them out so they would pose no challenge to anyone in the final, and America's favourite Caleb Dressel is going to the Olympics instead.
Everything got back on script.
Yep, and the team bookie was very happy.
Spot fixing was the big winner.
Speaking of which...
Gordon Ramsay.
Of course, yes. It just naturally flows.
It does, it does.
International triathlete.
And part-time celebrity chef.
Gordon Ramsay had a very, very nasty accident while out training on his push bike. And we here at Hanging Out with the Old Fellas have been able to obtain some exclusive footage of the moment of impact.
What is that? This cannot be true. What is that there? I'm so f***ing embarrassed. This is not f***ing possible. Stupid cows.
Yeah, I like how he threw a frying pan at the driver.
Well, old Gordon was in a very bad way, massive bruising all over his body, but he had this salient message to all the bike riders about wearing a helmet.
Honestly, you've got to wear helmets. I don't care, you know, these helmets cost money. I'm lucky to be standing here. I'm in pain, it's been a brutal week, and I'm sort of getting through it. But I cannot tell you the importance of wearing a helmet.
Oh, and speaking of going ass over tit with a lot of swearing involved...
Mr. Anilofsky?
No, not on this occasion.
Gertrude hand gesture slipping on Mavis's banana skin.
Is that a euphemism?
No, it just happened in the library near the constitutional romantic fiction aisle as we speak.
Well, speaking of as we speak, stop press... Julian Assange has been released right as we are recording this podcast.
Julian Assange? They've let him out.
They've let him out like Mr. Shenanigans trousers.
Julian Assange has been released from prison?
Released from prison like Morty Geiger counters ablutions.
That's been going on for over 14 years.
Just like Morty Geiger counters ablutions.
While the whole world was watching.
Yep. Just like Morty Geiger counters ablutions.
That's amazing.
Details are a bit sketchy as we go to air, but we will cover this in more detail in our next episode.
Julian Assange or Morty Geiger counters ablutions?
Both, Barry.
So stay tuned, viewers, for more on that. Coming up in episode 1A.
The strange case of Julian Assange and WikiLeaks.
Oh, no.
What?
Don't say WikiLeaks in front of Mr. Anilofsky. Anything could happen.
He'll take it as a military command.
A directive.
An oral directive.
Yes. And we all know what taking an oral directive can do to your guts.
bitches.
I'm answering the doorbell. Some guy there wants to sell a waterproofing treatment for the tiles on me roof. I get this icky feeling as he's walking on the ceiling. He never showed me any identity proof. Then he takes the $1,000 that I pay, and the moment he's driving away. Oh, whoa, oh, no, it's starting to rain, yeah. Fill up the drain, there. Yeah. Drip on the floor, wet on the door. Oh, whoa, oh, oh, I'm running around with a bucket, towels and more. Oh, whoa, oh, oh, I'm counting the leaks now. I'm starting to freak now. Taking my dough, watching the flow. I've been such a moron. Was wanting to invest, was looking for the best and safest place to put my hard-earned cash. Financial advisor says he's got a winner. Pork belly futures making a stash. So I told him all my bank account details, and my password is bottoms 24. Oh, oh no, there used to be plenty. Account is now empty. Oh, oh no, the Visa credit card has been completely maxed out. Oh, 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 the financial trauma. He's in the Bahamas, living a life. He's got a new wife. Oh, oh. It's a scam, and I've been such a moron. The biggest issue in my life is too much trust in the wrong people. Misplaced loyalty seems to be the weak for it.
I've eaten cheese. I'm a little bit bloated.
You've eaten cheese, Barry?
Yes, I have. You know what happens when I eat cheese? I break out in a rash.
Cheese rash.
Cheese rash, yes.
Cheese rash.
There's something that Bega didn't think about when they were creating their products.
Cheese rash.
Cheese rash.
The Bega blotch. Bega blotchy.
Touché.
Touche.
Touche, Jerry.
Oh, touche. What variety of cheese is that? It sounds French.
Touche. It's touché. Actually a hair washing product.
Hair wash cheese.
A cheese you can eat or wash your hair with.
Yes. Munch down in the shower.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. It's a bugger trying to get it through the holes in the shower floor.
Terrible, terrible.
It coagulates.
Oh, yes.
You got to give it the waffle stomp. I just have a chopstick in the cubicle there to poke the cheese down.
I was wondering why you had a chopstick in the cubicle.
And it's not a euphemism.
If you know what I mean. Oh, I don't know about that, Barry, but there's been a lot of abbreviating going on. Don't know about that, Barry, but there's been a lot of abbreviating. Oh, jeez. Okay, sorry. A loss that displayed more clumsy ineptitude than Mr. Shenanigan's hand juggling five. A loss that displayed more clumsy ineptitude than Mr. Shenanigan's hand-juggling five. Hand-juggling five prize bulls and... I said that straight out last time. Mr. Shenanigan's hand-juggling five prize. Okay. There were drop catches, missed stumpings, inept batting, inept fielding.
But the cameramen were able to find prayer, blah, blah, blah. That's been going on for over 14 years.
Yep, just like Morty Geiger counters ablutions.
Well, the whole...
I'll just do that one more time, thank you. Yep, just like Morty Geiger counters ablutions. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Yep, just like Morty Geiger counters ablutions. Yep, just like Morty Geiger counters ablutions.
No, you said Morty again.
Morty, okay. Yep. Details are a bit sketchy as we go to air, but we will cover this in more detail in our next episode.
Julian Assange or Morty... Let's go again. Julian Assange or Morty... I did it again.
Morty Geiger.
Yeah, I hope it lost character there. Disgusting.
Yes. Oh, man. It's very hot in here.
That's more tiring than sitting in a redundancy meeting.